This is Kyle.
Hello? 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 Oh, there we go. Hi.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. How
Oh,
are you?
sorry about that. Well, it's not too bad. Thank you for asking. How about yourself?
Oh, you know, in the tasked with finding my company a company to build a mobile app. And they don't want to spend any money on it. And so I'm going around and I'm saying, listen, if you think it's expensive to do it the right way, you should see the price tag on doing it the wrong way. And so yeah,
So is there like an application that's built without a cost as well?
They initially came to me and are like, they gave me the same document that I gave you. And I'm looking through it, and I'm looking through it with my VP of digital, and he's already got concerns with integration of like our systems and stuff like that. And I was like, integration aside, like I don't have that skill set. I mean, the best I could do is go on Wix and create something that no one is gonna need or want to use. basically saying this is going to be an endeavor, and it's going to be one that has a price tag on it. And so I'm just kind of feeling it out, talking to developers, getting an idea, and I think it's also it's I'd like to find a good fit for us. And I'll be honest, part of this is also telling leadership, like reporting back to leadership, like this is not at all something that's going to happen in-house or for a
So,
dollar amount even close to free.
no, of course, not free, and nowhere close to free. Like you gave them the right idea. You said your name was Kyle, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Kyle, let me try and understand this better. So you have a client that you're working with that you set up probably a Wix website for, and now they want you to do a mobile application, and strangely, they don't want to spend any money on it. And
Right.
they kind of
So
trusted
yeah.
you to
Well,
get this
they,
done.
yeah. Now it's it's a company that's about a year and a half, 2 years old, and they're doing really well. And it's like a sister company to the one I work for. I'm Senior Vice President of Media Development for a healthcare company. We started a sister company, Vibra Travels, which is this travel nurse agency. Basically, we contract nurses. And we also contract hospital systems, and then we allocate nurses that we kind of hire, quote unquote, out to these hospitals. And they want this app to make their life easier as they make their way through our system and head out to different hospitals. And so, like, this company has all the enterprise stuff. Like, it's pretty well set up. I think it's, the budget comes in with the relative age of the company. It's in its infancy, and so there's this my and then I obviously some naivete, like their lack of understanding of really what some of these tools cost. And
Exactly.
so
And then the man hours as
yeah.
well in building a website on Wix and then doing a custom application, a client or someone who's non-technical wouldn't really understand the difference. But I think you and me kind of know that, they are, they're two poles apart, right? And talking about the cost, I think that's something that could be figured. I mean, there are more than one ways to go about building a mobile application. In fact, a
Yeah.
custom mobile application, and that kind of bifurcates the costing levels for us as well. However, of course, it's not going to be, I mean, let me step back a bit and give you some background on what we do. So, A,
sure.
We build custom applications. We don't have ready-made products that we could kind of reskin for you and, you know, get them going. Even if we work with companies that that fall in the same industry, if we've worked with them before, we don't use that because we won't use your product that we build for you for another company in the future, right? So that's the idea, A.
Right.
B, we work for hire. So it's not going to be a monthly fee. There's not going to be a yearly fee. Give me one moment. Let me give me one quick second, Kyle.
Sure.
All right, sorry about that. I had someone barge in my
okay.
room, and you know, I had to excuse them. So anyway, so cost is going to be one time, and therefore, you know, while the initial upfront cost of building something like this would be higher than what your client would expect, but there's not going to be any monthly or yearly fee that's going to add up really quickly. You know, or any kind of tiers that you are supposed to upgrade to from time to time. I'm just trying to compare this with what your client currently has with a Wix website, right? Now, because with Wix, you could start with, I think, $29 or something. I think that's probably for Shopify,
yeah.
But with Wix, you could even start with free.
Yeah, and it's not even, like, I just use that as an example. Like, it's, I went in there just willy-nil to just poke my head, and there was absolutely no way without doing a ton of, like, education on coding and app building to maybe flex that platform into something, into being able to create something that we need. But as it stands, like, to just go in there as, like, a weekend warrior, quote-unquote, you're not making what we need. And you're certainly not making what we need in a way that works well, right? So I explained that to him. I said, listen, like, you know, you may want to take, like, two or three things on this list you gave me, and we just focus on making that stuff really, really awesome, and then add stuff in down the road. And they were on board with that, because I just, there's no way that, I mean, I don't know, unless they, I don't want to say there's no way, but it's very unlikely that they're going to be like, no, let's spend whatever on this. It's just not the case.
Right. So let us try, and, you know, given my recent experience working with this other company, I'll try and kind of shell down a brief scope of work in terms of features,
Okay. And
then I can try and give you more like a ballpark estimate on what we're looking at. So
that'd be great.
Right. So with an app like this, I think the main features would be, you know, there's going to be a pre-job more like a job board whereby, you know, recent jobs are published and they're entered by the admin. That means there is an admin interface as well besides the mobile application. But coming back to the mobile application, there's going to be a job board whereby the jobs are going to be posted on a regular basis, along with the description, the pay rate, the hourly rate, whether it's contractual, whether it's full time, whether it's 3 months, 6 months, whatever that is. And then when the travel nurses, when they apply to the job using their interface on the mobile app, they will be able to book, or they would be able to apply for that particular travel job or travel nursing job through the platform, through the application, right? And that would essentially involve your documents.
Yeah, I mean, it's they, you know, and then I think the other big thing is like being like a place where they can like you're saying, like upload onboarding documentation directly is one of the pain points for them is that they're constantly having to re-upload the same documents over and over again due to the nature of the way the like agencies work and all that kind of stuff. So this would that would be one of like the top tier things we want to solve for. So yeah,
Yeah, definitely.
and
So I think it's
yeah.
going to run parallel. So there's a job board, and then besides that, there's going to be a document verification, a verification system between the admin and the nurses. So for example, whenever they're onboarded on the application, there could be tiers for them. So say unless they've uploaded document 1, 2, 3 that's required, their LNAs, their I don't even remember the names of the documents, nurses have to submit. But, they first have to submit the essential documents. And with time, whenever the admins require some new documentation from them, or, depending upon a job, if another document is required for verification before they can be confirmed for the job, all of that system, that exchange is going to be, within the application. At least that's how we're building it for the other clients. So, I'm thinking it's going to be
Yeah.
along the lines for this one as well.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah, I mean, there's that, and then, the other kind of big concern, as I mentioned before, when assessing this initially with my VP of digital, his immediate response to this was, how on earth are we going to be able to integrate this with the systems that we have that kind of do these things already? And so that's one thing I'm looking for, not only to have the thing built, but the handling of integration and maintenance and stuff like that once we have a tangible application.
So integrations is something that's going to be a bit technical in this case. I mean, especially if you want to integrate this to the current website you have. But that just means that we'd have to migrate the website to a custom platform, right? So for example,
Yeah.
if you have the
Well,
website, sorry.
so time out. I think there at some point I gave you the perception that they're using a Wix website. They're not. They're like on a WordPress custom platform. We work with an agency on that. So I don't know if that's, I just real quick to clarify, just in case there's any confusion there, and that was going to steer this in a direction we don't want to go. Yeah, they're on a platform that's website wise, but then they're using thing career job placement platforms. One's called iSIMS and stuff like that, kind of boutique kind of thing. So anyway,
So,
just wanted to clarify again. I wasn't sure if you were under the perception that they were using Wix or something, but they're
no, I
not.
appreciate
So.
that. I was actually under the impression that they were using one of the drag and drop builders, Wix or something.
Oh
But
yeah, no.
as long
Yeah.
as they're using WordPress or any other custom technology that allows for a mobile app integration with WordPress, I can confirm that yes, mobile app integration is possible, right? So
Okay,
that
yeah.
kind of puts
Cool.
this out of the way for us. So integrations will most likely go smooth. As far as the maintenance is concerned, that's of course something that we do for you. So the first 90 days after deployment is going to be on us, just like with any contract that comes included with our development contract. And after the first 90 days of maintenance has been completed, which is post-deployment, just by the way, begins from the first day the app goes live on the app stores or it's, signed off or completed. From there you're covered for 90 days. And after that, unlike other companies, we don't have any kind of tiers or, complicated system for this. It's going to be a flat tier that includes unlimited, uncapped maintenance, unless, of course, you guys require some kind of enhancements to the applications, which is not included. And that comes at a cost of 2% per month of the original contract price. So let's say if we sign up for the mobile application at $20,000, just an example, I'm not quoting your numbers right now, just to, you know, kind of give it a name, say $20,000, then we're looking at 2% of that, which is $400 a month, is going to be the maintenance of the application.
Okay.
That is, you know, completely optional in nature because that doesn't come with the first contract. So if your clients would like to continue to work with us and maintain the application with us, this is going to be, you know, the pricing they're going to be looking at because we have like a flat tier. There's no tier 1, 2, 3 and, you know, basic and premium and silver. We don't do that, right? Nothing of that. Second thing is, you know, we'll be building mobile app on one of the open source technologies. So let's say React Native or Flutter, depending upon, you know, where the features kind of fit and what's the best technology to use in terms of, you know, the app, what the application is supposed to do. So the idea here is that even if your client would like to hire like an in-house resource or go to another company after us, which I'm pretty sure would not happen, they would have that option as well because we're not using any kind of proprietary software that cannot be maintained by another developer in the world.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
Right?
Okay.
Now,
no,
what kind of
good.
Price
okay.
can you convince your client for? I mean, what do you think they can spend?
Well, that is a little bit of an unknown. I was initially tasked with doing this for nothing, in-house. So, and then we had an initial call when I was like, look, I've looked into this and I don't think this is going to happen in-house. I'll try and find maybe a solo, like, freelance person. And, you know, that they were like, oh. And, you know, the salesperson in me, you know, worked with them a little more and was like, hey, like, kind of what I was saying earlier, like, look, you guys have this list of stuff you want to do. We can try and hack our way through this and come up with a mobile app for the purposes of having a mobile app and nothing else, right? I.e., it won't be very good. Or we can pick a couple things that are real, real important, that will solve real issues and, you know, really improve the value of our company. And go that way. That said, this is a long answer. I'm sorry, but I don't really know what their ceiling is, and it's gonna, you know, as my understanding, I don't know, you know, 20K would be great, but I don't think that's I am still new with this, and I don't think that's realistic for what they want. I'm still getting an idea of what mobile app development company is a Ferrari and what's an Acura and what's a Volkswagen. You know what I mean? Like, we don't need a Ferrari, but I don't really want a Volkswagen either.
Of course, yeah. And there's quite a few options. Let me just quickly, you know, kind of just for your knowledge, and, you know, this might just be helpful if nothing else. There are a few different ranges that you may encounter, right? There may be a boutique development agency that may offer to do this, the same product with the same features, ceteris paribus condition, at $100,000, right?
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
There would be someone who would say, oh, we could do it for $50,000, and they'd outsource it to a company like us, right? And then comes a company like us that is, you know, I'd say we're reasonably priced, and then, you know, you kind of have this benefit here that we have already worked with similar companies, and that gives us the benefit that we have a few locomotives in terms of code patches that we could use. That said, your application is going to be 100% custom in terms of design, in terms of everything that it does. It's just that we could save some development hours internally and we'd pass 100% of that benefit to you, right? And that's how we gave you the award for $20,000, which could have been somewhere about 30, 35, 40 if we were doing this for the first time, just to give you some idea.
Right.
Now, when you reach out to someone...
That's what I'm finding. It's more or less like what we can expect to spend is in that 30 to 40K range.
Absolutely. And, you know, if someone offers you this for lower than this, then either they're offshoring this, right? They're sending this to, say, a company in India or whatever. And as long as you guys are comfortable with that, I think you can get a better price. But if you'd like to make sure that, you know, the team that you're working with is onshore, and you can, you know, they have a presence, they can give references, they have a portfolio, then, you know, this is the kind of range you'd be looking at, $30,000 to $40,000
right.
with a company like us, and, you know, $20,000 with us.
Okay, that makes sense. And that gives me a better idea of the landscape of your industry in terms of, like, pricing. So you have, yeah, the more boutique, bespoke kind of thing at 100, and you have basically offshore off, like, the
yeah,
bare minimum at 20.
Even if this doesn't help you for this specific purpose, I'm sure, you know, it's going to help you sometime, say, in the future, since you happen to be in a parallel industry, and, you know, you work with businesses, we work with businesses, you offer them tech solutions, we do that too, and, you know, that kind of opens up a lot of doors as well. Why don't you do this, Kyle? I understand that it's your client, and you want to offer them the best. Just to avoid the back and forth, you know, you going back to them, asking them for the budget, coming back to me, and then, you know, taking the subsequent questions to them, all of this is going to get, you know, it's probably going to get nowhere, right? And if you like,
I will say this. I do work for the company. They're not my client. They're not my client. I mean, they are in a matter of speaking, but no, I report to, like, the CEO of that company is literally talking straight to me. I know it's a little confusing because it's like a sister company, but they pull the resources from the main company, which is the one I work for. So that said, I don't know, again, I apologize. I don't know if that's going to change what you're kind of steering towards here, but I do want to clarify that.
Nah, yeah, I think we're just getting up to speed with this, but nothing changes really. It's just that, you know, I just wanted to propose that whoever is the decision maker at your end, you know, rather than you being the messenger, if you'd like, you can also connect them. You know, we could, you know, kind of connect together with the decision maker at your end, and I can feed them first-hand information.
That might be good. Yeah, nothing gets lost. And no, I'm with you. And also, you know, having somebody who really knows it through and through, backwards and forwards, lives, breathes it every day, is clearly going to communicate it in a more articulated, beneficial form than I will. I'm with you.
It's not a small gig at the end of the day, and I just, you know, we just try and make sure it kind of starts on the right foot. Right, and that's the only purpose I kind of propose this. What company do you represent, by the way, if you don't mind me asking?
So I work for a company called Viber Healthcare, and we have inpatient rehabilitation hospital, Vibra, V as in Victor, I, B as in boy, R, A. Yeah.
Viber, okay.
Yeah. And so, and then we're kind of diversifying our company. The healthcare industry is not the healthiest it's been, no pun intended. And in an attempt to sort of diversify, we have started this travel nursing company, Viber Travels. And naturally, like literally, to give you an idea, the head of our HR department at Viber Healthcare was tasked with starting this company. So he's not only the head, you know, vice president of HR, whatever his title is. So he's head of HR at Viber Healthcare. He's the CEO of Viber Travels, right? So this company pulls resources from, I'll call it the mothership. And so I'm SVP of Media Development at Viber Healthcare. It's my ask to help them with to help Viber Travels with what they need. So literally my VP of Digital, helps them with social media. Like my communications girl helps them with their copy. So it's, yeah. It's
well,
so it, they are kind of like, you're not, yeah, you're not wrong with the way you're digesting what I'm telling you. They essentially are a client. It's just, it's kind of like a weird, blurry line there. That, you know, just straight black and white. But at the end of the day, functionally speaking, you're right. I think, you know, having a conversation with all of us together is definitely the way to go. And I think that said, more for them, more for me, is I kind of got, you know, the biggest piece of this, which is, you know, a Ferrari mobile app company is 100,000, you know, or whatever, Lambert, whatever your favorite luxury bespoke sports car manufacturer, we'll just go Ferrari for now. And then, yeah, and then a Honda Accord or maybe even an Acura is the 30 to 40,000. It's, you're not breaking the bank and it's going to be super reliable and good. And then, yeah, and then you have, like, I don't want to crap on any car manufacturers, but we'll just say lesser, you know, real budget stuff that is just going to be a headache. And that goes back to, if you think it's expensive to do it the right way, check out the price tag on doing it the wrong way, because you'll ultimately spend $20K on a hacky job and then have to redo it in a matter of a year or less.
Exactly.
The right way. So now you're at 60K, so which was immediately. So yeah. So this is all things that have to be conveyed to them, and I think they need to assess: is our company ready for a tool like this? Is you know what I mean? That's my big concern. To be fully transparent, are we getting the cart before the horse here? I totally get that this is a value add and it's going to be incredible and it's going to attract nurses, no doubt.
Exactly. I mean, it kind of shifts you from, you know, a conventional travel staffing agency to, you know, a tech-based travel staffing agency. That's kind of a leap in itself on a whole new level anyway, because, you know, so the decision makers that you're in, who may not be very technical, if that's how it sounds, but they would need to understand or they need to have some idea on what they're getting with this mobile application. I mean, I think this kind of positions their business in a whole different industry. You know, a more tech-forward kind of a travel nursing agency is what we're looking at rather than a more conventional kind of a nursing agency.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the big players in this industry, in the nurse agency industry, you know, they have an app. And I think that's the other thing. They're looking at the big dogs and they're like, oh, well, they have that. You know, and I think, again, the people running this company are HR professionals, right? To your point,
right.
They are not incredibly tech savvy. And if they are, it's by chance. And so, yeah, it's great to assess where you want to be, but when they don't that's what we're trying. That's like my team is also kind of like, if I can get something for them at a reasonable price, I will. And that's what today has been. It's not looking good. Like, they're not, because even though 30 to 40K is a reasonable price for a mobile app, it's not reasonable for them. And that's why, like, you know, and I got it, and I think it might be good to, like you were saying, to have a conversation and kind of explain to them and kind of get their heads in the correct space or their thoughts in the right on the right path to understand that this is what this costs, and totally a value add, will absolutely be good for the company. It's just, is this the most important thing right now? If budget is such a concern, if I'm running the company, I don't know what all they got cooking. So it's tough for me to say. All I can do is go around and collect the information for them so that they can make these kind of decisions. And I think educating them on it, because this is a big, this also, the way I see it, could be a big component of the whole business, is the way that these nurses are interacting with our company and doing their and effectively do, getting to do their job. So
right, and then at the end of the day, you know, you guys are in healthcare, right? And you know, this industry is probably the fastest evolving in terms of you know, adapting and accepting technology. I have some, you know, I have some amazing clients, and they're doing amazing stuff with technology, and you know, they even move forward towards AI and AR and VR and whatnot. And you know, so this is a this is probably the most tech forward industry in the USA right now, or say, you know, one of the few tech forward industries. And your you know, your senior management, they'd probably be missing out on, you know, a great piece of business if they, you know, they don't jump on the opportunity at the right time, because, you know, it kind of leaves you behind your competitors and your companions in your industry as well.
Well, agreed, and I think that's just it. I think their head is in the right space in terms of, like, if we really want to keep up with the Joneses, as they say, and be competitive and be that much closer to the vanguard of what's going on in terms of innovating how these companies work.
Right.
I think they're right. I think this is the, I think they're looking at it, but I think their perception of what it's going to take is obviously a bit skewed to just have a 10-minute meeting with me.
So we're kind of halfway there, and we just need to convince them that it comes at a cost.
That's just it. It's you know, you only know what you know. As I said, this is a company that's run by HR professionals, like a talent team, and they're not paid to know this stuff. So I am, and so I'll make sure that they understand, and that way they can decide. But I'm with you. I think, initially we were like, what, they want to do an app? I mean, come on. And then we kind of listened to the nurses and the people that ultimately would use it, and we're like, oh, yeah, this would be good. This would be real good. It's just, you know, it's not, you know, how important is it at this phase? You know, this may be something that I'm not, like, that's my point. It's like, it's definitely justified. Is it justified right now in the existence of that company? That I can't answer. Doesn't sound like it, to be perfectly honest, but so this may be like you and I catching up like in a year. I don't know. Hopefully sooner than that. Or they might be like, you know what, let's just double down. If that's what's going to be, that's what's going to be, and we're going to do it. Okay. And we're off to the races.
Exactly. Yeah, so I think we'd have to, you know, there may be a few things to cover here. We are not there yet, probably, in terms of, you know, deciding whether we need something like this or not, you know, altogether. But then I'm with you. I'd be happy to help you. Through along each step of this, and I think a better way to go about it is that we set some action plans here. We can always recircle, say sometime next week. If you'd like to have your partners over the call as well, we can, you know, kind of have a group meeting over Zoom. I can probably show you a couple apps as well. One of them is in the NDA right now, and I'd have to take an explicit approval from the client, but I definitely intend to, you know, even have that kind of sneak peek to you if they allow. And I think we should definitely schedule for a better time, say sometime next week would be ideal if it is for you. And I can prepare something for you guys as well.
Yeah, so let me just, why don't I, oh, it's gone. I was going to put my email in the chat thing, but it's gone. I can give you my, however you want to exchange contact information, just let me know.
You could just send me your, I think I have your, you did send me something. So I have your phone number, right, and I have your name. So if I could have your email address, that way I can send you some, you know, company profile, an NDA, if you're partners would like to sign that. And then,
that would be great.
I just reconnected with you on the chat, so if you could just type it down for me.
Sorry, I just left my wife's office. I had to come home early today to get some kids, and now I'm sharing
I can hear your kids in the background, so.
They're going to town. Okay, Kay Hollinger at Vibra Health.com. There you are. And now you can send me all kinds of good stuff, and we can kind of sync up in terms of getting people. All right, good.
Perfect. I just got it. Thank you. I will send you an email. And then I can, attach my calendar to the email as well. And that way, you can coordinate internally and you can let me know, via my calendar when you guys would like to talk again. And then if you need something from my end in the meantime, I'd be more than happy to furnish it for you. All right?
Sounds great. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate you giving me insight into your industry and kind of really what's what and what to expect.
My pleasure.
And that's huge, honestly. So I really appreciate that.
I think it sounds like an interesting idea. I'm looking at your website right now. You guys have been in business. And, there's a lot, that you could explore in terms of mobile tech and, some other things as well. I like to share details. So whenever we meet again, we definitely, discuss a few more things as well. And then who knows? I mean, if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. Probably it could in the future. But if it does, then I think it definitely is going to be a leap, for a company like yours.
Yeah, totally. And I couldn't agree more. And I think it is. It's just a matter of do you guys want to do this now or do you want to do it when you maybe have a little bit more of a foundation? That's something they're going to have to discuss. I'm convinced that this is definitely something that's going to should be a part of this organization. It's just when. So awesome. Well, let's connect and get everybody up to speed. And so just whenever you want to send me stuff, that'd be great. And we'll go from there.
All right, perfect. Then, I'll send you all these details before the weekend. And, whenever you get some time, you could just respond back to me and, we can shoot from there. All right?
All right. That sounds great. I thank you so much for your time. I really do.
My pleasure once again. Thank you for yours, Kyle. I'll let you go. You have a great day, and you have a great rest of the week ahead. All right.
Thanks. To you. You too.
Cheers.
All right. See ya. Bye now.